As PG, parental guidance is advised.
British Sky Broadcasting and Regent Entertainment present Wildfire 7, The Inferno, a Shavik Entertainment insight film and video production. Directed by Jason Burke. Starring Tracy Gold as Nell Swanson, Alexander Walters as Jaeger, and Woody Jeffries as Doc. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. A woman prisoner incarcerated for manslaughter volunteers for forest firefighting duties and is sent into action to combat a blaze in which her estranged daughter is caught. An elderly woman scans the American countryside from a fire observation post. Billowing clouds hide the mountain peaks. Dense forests lie at the foot of the mountains. Sunlight streams through the canopy of the forest. Tall trees, fallen branches, a spider's web glistens in the sunshine. A fox wanders through the grass. Deep in the forest, unseen, flames lick the trunk and branches of a tree. A woman buttons her blue uniform shirt. She ties her hair in a ponytail. She carefully folds a piece of lined paper and slides it into an envelope. She addresses it to Sophie Swanson, Bakersfield, California. The sender, Nell Swanson, Department of Correction, California. She takes a photo of a pretty little girl off the wall and slips it with the envelope into the back pocket of her jeans. She puts her hands through a hole in the bars of her cell. A warder handcuffs her. As the bars slide open, Nell takes a deep breath. She is fair, petite, in her 30s, pleasant-looking. She leaves the cell. The bars close behind her. A warder opens the wire prison gates. Nell, carrying a sack, walks out to a coach with other prisoners. She waits in line to be searched by a burly female warder. The first prisoner is thoroughly checked and allowed on board. The warder beckons Nell to step forward. She holds up her arms to be searched. The warder runs her hands down the front of Nell's body, then turns her around. She checks her shirt collar, then pulls out the letter from her jeans pocket and turns her around to face her.
Another letter to your daughter? Has she ever written back?
Not yet.
Why bother?
Nell looks down at the ground.
Gonna need a stamp on that thing. I'll get that for you.
Nell looks surprised and half smiles as she gets into the bus. It's a sunny day. The bus pauses by the outer gate and is let through by a prison officer. Its headlights are on. It drives down a leafy road. On the side of the bus, Department of Correction. Nell frowns as she and the other women sit looking out of the wire windows at the countryside. The bus drives through the wire gates of the Intermountain Hot Shot Academy, a division of the California Department of Correction. The gates are locked behind the bus. The bus parks. The doors open. Watched by a man in an office drinking a cup of coffee, standing by the window. A warder gets out first with a clipboard, ticking off the prisoners as they leave the bus. Nell pauses as she gets out, frowning. The prisoners stand by the bus. The man, tall and muscular, arms folded, is standing in front of them. The warder hands him the clipboard and pen.
They're all yours.
None of them bite, do they?
Excuse me, but they said we wouldn't be handcuffed.
Well, they say a lot of things.
Unshackle her.
The warder unlocks Nell's cuffs. The man walks up to Nell, towering over her, inches from her face. He looks menacing.
You're welcome.
On his shirt sleeve, a badge, Forest Service Agency. Nell looks up at him, then at her feet. He walks away. Inside, the man and a female colleague look at the group of prisoners.
So you want to be firefighters, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am!
Wow. Well, well, well. Sounds like a bunch of hot shots to me. Huh, Boss Yeager? What do you think?
I'll let you know in 6 weeks.
Arms folded, the uniformed woman addresses the prisoners.
Unless you quit, drop out, or escape, none of which has ever happened during my watch, in 6 weeks, you will be trained wildland firefighters. The risks are great, but the rewards are even greater. One day off your sentence for every day on the fire line, early parole, and learn skills that can be parlayed into a professional firefighting career. I am so great up here in the mountains. Don't you think?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not hearing you.
Yes, ma'am!
Do you know what they say, ladies? It's how you do the time. Boss Yeager and I run a tight ship. The Academy has a zero-tolerance policy. One step out of line, and you either leave in the paddy wagon or a body bag. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
One more time.
Yes, ma'am!
That's good, that's good. Okay, Boss Yeager, take over.
Fall out, ladies, single file.
The women leave.
Keep your spacing.
The prisoners are being issued with uniforms. Nell sniffs hers.
You.
What's the matter, Goldilocks? My laundry not up to your specs? You eyeballing me, please?
I?
Sir Nine, your name? You're not an I plebe, you're a plebe, but plebeian, a plebite. One who's unrefined, of course, in manner and nature, a member of the common or lower classes. Is that understood? What?
A plebe, sir, a plebe.
You know, Swanson, you got every right to be upset. I mean, you enroll in our nice little program. The least we could do is provide you with a properly laundered wardrobe. Washed it myself last night. You want special attention, Swanson? Well, you got it. And it's not sir, it's boss.
Yes, boss!
Dismissed.
He's taken off his yellow shirt and thrown it at her. He watches as she scurries out. Outside, the line of prisoners are in red shirts, but for Nell, in yellow.
6 weeks! I don't know about this bunch. I bet you girls couldn't run 6 blocks.
Whatever you say, boss!
That's what I like to hear. Goldilocks, take the flag. 6 miles, go, move out!
What are you in for?
Keep your spacing!
Manslaughter.
Manslaughter, damn! What a pretty little white girl like you go and kill someone for?
It was self-defense. Judge called it murder. What are you in for?
Shoplifting.
Shoplifting, that's all?
15 times? All from the same store. I'm a sucker for a discount. Especially the five-fingered kind.
What is this? A talk show? What are you plebes gonna learn? 6 more miles, courtesy of Goldilocks and Thompson. Good night, ladies. See you bright and early tomorrow at Zero Dark 30.
It's dark. The women jog into their hut. Yeager locks them in. Nell and her friend Thompson sit on their beds, grimacing, as they ease off their boots. Another prisoner leans over them.
Better keep your mouth shut from now on, okay, Goldilocks?
How you ever made it through this system is beyond me.
Did the time my way? I'll get through here the same.
What did you really do to get in here?
My ex-husband was a drunk. Came to the house one night, and my boss was dropping me off from work. He went ballistic, accused me of sleeping around. It got real ugly, and he threatened to harm me and my daughter, and there was a gun in the house, and he waved it at me, and I tried to grab it from him, and it went off. It was self-defense. Unless your ex-husband is related to the DA.
2 to 5?
5 to 10. But I only served 2 in lockup. Hoping this summer camp will help expedite the remaining time.
What about your daughter?
Well, Sophie was only 4 when it happened. It was hard to tell what she thought. But after they put me away, my in-laws got sole custody.
What about your parents? You ever get to see her?
No.
Phone? Letters?
Once a week for 2 years.
And you haven't heard back. Maybe she moved.
No chance.
Lights out, ladies.
Planning to escape, aren't you? That's why you're here.
Nell looks non-committal. Her daughter's photo is on the wall. Nell is writing to her in the dark. A postman walks up a garden path past a child's trike. He puts the post in a mailbox on the wall. A hard-faced blonde woman comes out and collects the letters. She looks at them as she goes back indoors. Eyebrows arched, she spots Nell's letter to Sophie and puts it in a cupboard with all the others and locks the door. She looks out into the garden where her granddaughter is playing with dolls.
Okay, Missy, there's a cookie. Take that one. All you guys get a cup of tea.
Come on, girls, up and at 'em! What is this? A sorority party? Let's go, girls. Your social director awaits.
Okay, someone over the wall. I'm coming with you.
No, I can't find
it.
Those are mine.
Come on, ladies. Move it! Move it! Move it! Move it! Move it! Move it! Come on, you plebe. Pick up the pace. Move it! Stop slacking. Come on, move it!
Jaeger is putting the women through their paces, carrying hoses, doing press-ups and sit-ups.
That's it! That's it!
They run up and down ladders and step in and out of tires on the ground. Nell, panting, takes a breather.
Swappers, fallers, sawyers. Probably the most valuable person in a fire line. But you ain't worth nothing to us unless you can do it fast. And nobody does it faster than Boss Jaeger and his still. Anyone want to challenge the boss? Goldilocks, I didn't know you had it in you. All right. That should make it a little more fun. Thompson? Get ready to count down.
Jaeger sets fire to a log on a stand. Wearing goggles, he's poised with a chainsaw.
3, 2, 1, go!
He soars easily through the end of the big log. Nell, also in goggles, is trying to cut the other end unsuccessfully. He throws a piece of wood at her.
Here's a little souvenir for you, Goldilocks.
Except next time that Aspen's gonna be half burnt through staring down at you from 200 feet above, creaking and popping as she's about to topple over on you. Maybe then you'll work a little faster. Sorry to keep you girls waiting. We were just out catching your dinner. Now I know you girls worked up a real sweat the last couple of weeks, so I had the kitchen staff prepare a little something special for you tonight. Sometimes those paradrops miss their marks. Or spot fire blows up, you find yourself stranded out in the woods. What are you gonna do?
Starve to death?
Wrong, Goldilocks. You can eat off good old Mother Nature's table. Let's see what we got in the menu tonight. Grubs, katydids, honeybees, caterpillars, beetles, dragonflies, grasshoppers. I preferred fried ones. Live, they got a little bit of a kick. I'll give you worms, not the kind you want to eat. Maggots. Carcasses of dead animals are usually infested with them. So easy to find for your shopping list. Scoop up a couple of handfuls, put them in a sock, fry them up in some animal fat. You got yourself a tasty meal in no time. Now here's one you girls are really gonna like. Maas. 250 calories, mostly protein, very little fat. Good news if you're on a diet. Well, there you have it. A meal fit for a king. A deposed one at that. Bon appetit.
Jaeger leaves the dining room. The women look horrified at the jars of bugs. Hand over her mouth, Nell pushes away a bowl of maggots. In a smoke-filled, gloomy room, Nell picks up a dummy and throws it over her shoulder. She carries it down a flight of stairs. She comes to the building, bent under the weight of the dummy. Outside, Jaeger is timing her, watched by the other prisoners. She throws down the dummy.
Record time, Swanson. Except you lose 5 points running your carry. Bad. Guess she wants more smoke.
Nell watches horrified as Jaeger throws a smoke bomb into the building.
Two go in, four come out.
You're going to asphyxiate her.
I'm helping her.
Help!
Call it off, sir.
She wants to be a hotshot, she's got to find her own way out. That's the exercise.
Screw the exercise.
Swanson!
Breathe.
Aaliyah,
help.
Althea,
are you okay?
Nell finds her friend in the smoke-filled building and helps out. She collapses on the ground. Nell is handed a first aid kit for her friend. Jaeger stands over them, arms folded, looking fierce.
Two go in, four come out.
Jaeger and the prisoners are sitting around a campfire at night.
All right, Goldilocks, blow up.
A sudden increase in fire intensity, or a rate of spread strong enough to prevent direct control. Flame-ups, or blow-ups as they're also known, have characteristics of a firestorm.
Thompson, what happens if you're caught in one?
Deploy a survival shield.
That's right, the shake and bake. What happens if you don't have one?
You die.
More precisely, you burn to death. Used to be we didn't have all this high-tech stuff. And you know the story of the Mann Gulch fire. Montana, August 5th, 1949. Freak lightning strike set off a spot fire in the Mann Gulch spruce forest. A crew of 15 U.S. Forest Service smoke jumpers were sent in to battle the blaze. Within 2 hours, all but two died in the worst wildland fire this country had ever witnessed. These young men, many of them former paratroopers fresh from World War II, burned to death trying to reach the top of the ridge. They were incinerated as the fire underwent a blowout, becoming a flaming wall of death, a 2,000-degree firestorm, 300 feet deep and 200 feet tall. Do you know what happens when you burn to death? First, your lungs fill with carbon monoxide. Your chest contracts as the gases slowly poison you. The epidermis begins to boil. You go into shock as the fat on your bones fries off like strips of bacon. Your oxygen depleted, you slip back into delirium unaware as the rest of your water-based body dissolves into dust. What's left of you gets sucked up into the firestorm and seeded back into the ground from which you came from. Fire. It's beautiful to behold. We can't live without it.
don't get caught up in its allure. That's when you get burned.
Jaeger shows his scarred arm.
And we all make mistakes. Swanson.
Yes, boss?
You're the best student I got.
Thank you, boss.
I just wanted to tell you that before I sent you back to the can.
What? What have I done?
It's what you haven't done. Show this unit and the boss respect. You don't follow the chain of command on the fire line, you get burnt. Good night, Swanson.
Let's go! Everybody up! We got a job!
The prisoners jump out of their bunks and get dressed, grabbing their hard hats as they leave. Jaeger opens the fire truck doors. The women get in. He holds back Nell. The supervisor arrives looking puzzled.
Get on the bus, Watson. Let's go. Come on.
Nell looks at Jaeger, then gets in. The supervisor shuts the doors and looks disapprovingly at Jaeger. She gestures for him to get going and shakes her head. The grass on a hillside is ablaze. Firefighters are beating the flames. In the forest, the women are clearing a fire break.
Temperature's rising, winds are shifting. Come on, girls, swing those blaskies. Put your backs into it.
So we kicked you out of the program. Now you're going to spend the next 8 years of your life behind bars.
Swing that blaski. You don't want the boys from men's correctional showing you up. Swing!
How badly do you want to see your daughter? Give me a present from Colonel Pleed himself. Keys to his truck. We'll take it out of here.
Nell takes the keys.
Roger that. Meet back at base camp.
Jaeger walks along a forest track, looking at a map. He reaches into his pocket, looking for his keys. He searches every pocket, but can't find them. While he is absorbed in looking for his keys, a fire truck comes up behind him and fells him with its wing mirror. He's knocked to the ground unconscious. Unaware, the driver continues. The fire in the forest is raging. Nell runs through the trees to Jaeger's truck. As she jumps in, she notices him lying by the track. Looking back at him, she pulls away, but after a few yards stops. Raising her eyes to heaven and pursing her lips, she puts the truck in reverse and backs up to Jaeger's stricken form. She jumps out and runs back to him and pulls him over onto his back, then drags him along the track into the truck.
Jaeger.
The smoke from the forest fire billows into the sky.
And in addition to receiving her red card certifying her training and qualifications as a hotshot, Intermountain Academy is very pleased to present the Award of Valor to Firefighter Swanson for heroism in the line of duty. And also for saving the life of her unit operations boss.
You want to save my butt out there? I suggest you watch yours from here on in.
Glad to be of service, boss.
This year, CDC has inaugurated an incubator program with the U.S. Forest Service Smoke Jumpers. And we are very pleased to say that we are sending two very qualified ladies, Althea Thompson and Nell Swanson. Congratulations, girls.
4 years later, at Hell's Gate Ridge, Idaho, a forest fire rages. Above, in a small aircraft, Althea and Nell prepare to parachute into the fire.
Any word from the child welfare board yet?
End of the month.
It's a done deal. You've completed your parole, and you're holding down a steady job. They have to give you back your daughter.
That's what worries me.
Ready to jump? Two jumpers.
Have faith.
Adjusting their helmets, the two women throw themselves out of the plane. Below, swathes of conifers are ablaze. A line of firefighters march towards the area. Some are already beating the flames. Vast clouds of grey smoke darken the sky. Nell is in a workshop adjusting a chainsaw.
6,700 hours on the fire line. 253 jumps, 112 knockdowns. It's a pretty impressive record for a non-commissioned swamper. Word is you're putting them out before they start.
Thanks.
Superintendent Barton Meade, Redding Jumpers.
California. You're a long way from home, Soup.
So are you, Swanson.
Yes, sir.
You'd like to change that? Wildfire 7's looking for a new boss. The unit recently lost their crew chief in the Copper Canyon fire. The morale's a little low, but we hear you can work miracles.
I'm up for a new challenge, Soup.
Welcome aboard.
Nell grins at Althea and shrugs her shoulders in delight. They walk towards the plane that will take Nell to her new job.
You're gonna be an hour away from Sophie. This is so incredible.
They hug.
Make us proud.
I will. Be good.
I'll try.
Western Pacific Smoke Jumper Brigade, Redding, California. Nell is being shown around by her new boss.
I think you like it. It's a good setup. It's small. Now this here is Doc. Boss, Doc's our resident. He's second-year med student, putting himself through college on the money he earns fighting fires.
Yeah, with the rate the forest industry pays, I should be graduating in about 20 years.
Nell, this is Jojo.
Jojo.
Nell Swanson.
How you doing?
Jojo used to be a firefighter.
New York.
Engine Co. 11, Brooklyn. You know the city?
L.A., born and bred.
Dodger fan. That could be a problem. Mets. All the way.
Jojo scowls. Nell looks at a photo of the dead supervisor.
They were all very attached to Rowdy. Rowdy was legend around here. Here's a big shoes to step into. Got your work cut out for you, Swanson.
I can imagine some of these folks would have liked the job.
Can't argue with you there. The irony of it is, any one of them could have done it. They're all equally qualified. But rather than upset the apple cart, we decided to pick someone from the outside. That's why you're here. Come on, I'll introduce you to the other two.
Two?
Yeah, well, ours is the smallest unit. After Rowdy's death, half them packed their bags. Just the core remained.
Great.
Hey. By the end of the month, there'll be a dozen more here, from Utah and Alaska.
Nell and Meade go into the workshop.
William. Nell, this is William Red Cloud. Everybody around here calls him Red.
Hello, Red.
Nice to meet you.
Red's our lead sawyer.
What kind of equipment you got there?
This is a Husky 2100 CD with a 33-inch modified bar.
Impressive.
William's Lakota Sioux. Not much for words. But I've seen him cut through 200-year-old spruce like they were made of butter. This is Dale. Dale! Nell Swanson, Dale Yeager.
Oh, hey there, Goldilocks.
You two know each other?
Oh, yeah. We trained together.
Yep. We know each other.
Well, how about that? All yours, boss.
Look, I know this must not be easy for you. It's not easy for me coming in here cold. But we can make this a good deal or a bad deal. It's all how you want to play it. Doesn't matter to me. As long as we focus on the same thing. Good jumps. 0530 tomorrow morning. 20 mile Packard.
Nell goes into the office. She takes a photo of the dead boss, Rowdy, and his crew out of a box on the desk. She notices a little doll hanging in the window with the boss's name on it. It's morning. Nell and Yeager lead the run.
Trying to prove something?
Nope.
Why are you boot camping us?
Squad's out of shape. Gotta start somewhere.
We were fine on our own.
I'm not sure that opinion shared by the higher-ups. Look, I know this must be hard for you, having me be your superior, but I just hope we can put personalities aside and get business done. Come on, pick it up, jumpers!
Red, what's going on back there?
They jog through the thick forest. Red emerges sleepily from his bed and puts his socks on. Doc is rubbing his eyes. The team take their equipment out of their lockers. They jog across the dark airfield to the plane. Nell is on board with a stopwatch.
You can shut him down! 13 minutes, 43 seconds! By the time we reach the LZ, the fire would have been out. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going back to bed and dream of smoke jumpers who can be ready in under 7 minutes!
I can't believe this.
It's dark. Nell is in her office, writing to her daughter, Sophie. Jojo and the men are playing pool.
You've been practicing, Chief.
No, I'm just better than you are.
So, Doc, what do you think of the new boss?
She's tough, but I like her.
Combination, 4 off the 7 in the corner pocket.
You don't mind taking orders from a woman?
Do you?
Last woman I took orders from was my mother.
Yeah, and they haven't spoken in 13 years.
All I'm saying is she's trying too hard.
Yeah, but she's kind of cute. I gotta forgive her.
Excuse me?
Well, smoke jumping isn't exactly the type of profession that attracts womanly women, you know?
Oh, yeah? And what exactly am I?
You know what I mean, Jo.
No, no. What do you mean?
You want to help me out here, Red, maybe a little bit?
Help you out with what, jumper? Pulling your foot out your mouth? Okay, Red, rack him up again. I mean, where did she come from anyway?
CDC. California Department of Correction Inmate Firefighting Program.
Gotta be kidding. What was she in for? Arson?
Maybe should have promoted Yeager.
Yeah. Nell overhears in her office. Nell and her team are in a clearing.
Red, I need a sword to fell this snag.
Red, it's fine. That tree's not going anywhere.
Excuse me, Yeager?
I was just saying, boss, that pine's still half green.
Well, I'm concerned with the side that's half brown. And the Widowmakers, they'll take out half a hand crew.
You want it down?
Yes, I do.
In a wooden observation tower, an elderly woman surveys the spectacular mountainous landscape.
Operations? This is Tower 13. 1530 hours, all quadrants clear. No fire activity.
Roger that, Mother.
I see you got a hand crew working the ridge.
Smoke jumpers. Wildfire 7's got a new boss. Word is, she's real hardcore.
She?
10-4.
You better tell her to save her energy. I got a feeling something's coming our way.
The old woman raises binoculars to her eyes and scans the horizon. Nell, looking smart in a skirt, checks a scrap of paper as she arrives at an office building and looks around.
Sole custody? No visitation rights? Mrs. Plotter, I moved back to California for this.
You got a bum deal, Mrs. Swanson. Those in-laws of yours must have a lot of political muscle. If it's any solace, my recommendation to the committee was a yay, but unfortunately, They didn't see it our way.
Thank you. But it doesn't change things. Is that your baby?
Yeah.
What would you do if somebody said you could never see him again?
I'd find a way to get him back.
My daughter will be 10 next week. It's been 6 years since I've seen or heard from her. I don't even think she would recognize me if she saw me on the street.
I'm sure she would.
I want you to resubmit my case for review.
It's Sophie's birthday party at her grandparents'.
Well, thank you very much for having Katie over.
No trouble.
Indeed. Hey.
Hey, Dad, could Sophie come with us on our camping trip this weekend?
Well, of course she can. She's more than welcome to join us, absolutely.
We're going camping in the Las Padres National Forest.
I'm afraid, Grandpa, and I couldn't keep up with you young kids. But maybe I could ask Sophie's Uncle Nick if he'd like to take her.
Where am I taking her?
Camping.
Camping.
Uncle Nick looks unimpressed. At her desk, Nell sobs and rubs her eyes as she writes in a 10th birthday card in her dark office. She gets up from her desk and goes for a run on the airfield. She stops and gazes at the dawn sky. The little girls and the two men are loading a station wagon in Sophie's grandparents' drive.
Well, you're prepared.
Well, it is for a full weekend. Thanks. You guys got your toothbrush?
Yep.
Excellent.
Here's a fresh pair of clean underwear for you.
Nick looks embarrassed.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye. You two be careful.
They drive through breathtaking forested mountain scenery to Kirk Creek in Los Padres National Forest Campground. A ranger stops a 4x4.
Congratulations, folks. Spending your first night with us? Make sure you complete this wildlands permit, and we'll cross not to bother you.
Thanks.
The vehicle with Just Married on it drives on. The ranger stops a stuffy combi van. The woman driver is smoking.
Hi. Hey, Ranger Rick.
Loud music and cigarette smoking.
In the station wagon, Nick lights up. The ranger stamps on the woman's cigarette.
Two things that aren't allowed in the national park.
So, Nick, have you done a lot of camping?
Oh, yeah. The Grand Tetons. Yosemite.
Nothing like the great outdoors, huh, Soph?
The ranger stops the station wagon.
Hi there.
Well, this looks like a carload full of serious campers.
It certainly is.
What's your itinerary, Chief?
We have a 3-day round trip over the Saddleback.
You're gonna see some beautiful country, folks. Now I want you ladies to make sure you keep a watchful eye on your dads. Campfires only in designated areas. We don't want any forest fires, do we, girls?
Nope. Nope.
Thanks.
The girls and men set up camp in the woods.
Hey, girls, you want to grab your sleeping bags, put them in the tent?
Nick, putting up the tent, is bitten by a bug.
Hey, Scott, do you by any chance happen to have any mosquito repellent?
Gee, Nick, I thought you said you're an experienced camper.
Oh, yeah. I just used up mine in,
the Grand Tetons.
Scott sprays some repellent on Nick's hand.
Yeah.
At the airfield, Nell sits outside reading a book. Doc joins her.
All
read that book when I was in high school. Summer I signed up, been jumping ever since.
It's like war, you know. You never want to go, but when the call comes, just can't wait to get out there.
That's exactly how I feel. Boss Rowdy used to say the longer you go without a fire, the more likely a big one's just around the corner. You and Jaeger got a past?
What's he doing here?
Jumping like the rest of us.
Yeah, but he was big boss at Intermountain.
Was. Word has it they kicked him upstairs.
A couple of leaps got hurt on his watch, I guess.
His instruction got a little...
aggressive.
Well, just like any of the other ex-gyrenes.
He's got a little liqueur left in him. That's what gives him edge. I jump with him any day of the week. He's the best we got.
Well, maybe they should have made him boss.
Yeah, some think so. Enjoy your book.
Nell shakes her head as Doc gets up and leaves. It's evening. The old lady in the observation tower is on duty. Nick and Scott sit by a campfire. The little girls stand in front of them.
If you should see a hearse go by, you'll know that you are the next to die. They'll wrap you up in a big white sheet and bury you down about 6 feet deep. It all goes well for about a week, but then the coffin begins to leak. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the mice play pinochle on your snout. One little worm that isn't so shy crawls in your ear and out your eye. Your eyes, they turn a gushy green. Your stomach turns to whipped ice cream. You spread it all on a piece of bread, and that's what you eat when you're dead.
Very good job, girls. Bravo. Excellent, but I think the guys are going to outdo you with our production. Ready, Nick? Come on now, don't be shy.
The girls sit down.
Oh. Don't be peeking.
Scott puts on a hat. Nick plays air guitar.
I love my underwear, my only pair. Stand beside them and dive them. From the heat by the side of the chair. From the washer to the dryer. From my camp back to my rear. I love my underwear, my only pair. I love my underwear. Without them, I'd be bare. Hi, Gil. Swanson, loosen up. It's for the kids. Thank you very much.
What happened to your father, Sophie?
He's dead.
What about your mom?
She went to prison for doing something really bad. I think she's out now, but we haven't heard from her.
Sophie takes a photo of Nell from her pocket.
That was taken when we were all together.
What's her name?
Nell.
She looks like a really nice person.
She was.
Sophie, remember, we don't talk about that in public.
Right, Uncle Nick.
Katie, remember what the ranger said? You can never be too careful with the fire.
You tell him, Scott.
The girls are playing in their tent. Nick and Scott are sharing.
Really said that?
Yeah?
Crazy.
Oh, thanks.
At least someone's having a good time.
Well, Sophie seems to be enjoying herself.
You guys need to quit laughing. You're going to wake up Uncle Nick.
Okay, but why do they call it laughing? I mean, it should be called huffing or something.
Nick emerges sleepily from the tent.
Hey, morning, camper. You're just in time for KP. And you got some cold breakfast over there waiting for you.
The ranger arrives.
Morning, folks.
Good morning.
Y'all have a restful night?
Yep. Uncle Nick got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and he got lost coming back.
Nick is doing the washing up.
Take it easy there, camper. You might want some of that later to drink. You girls better keep an eye on him. We don't want anybody lost in the woods, do we?
There it is.
Great. Hey, just be extra careful up there. It's fire season.
Sure, no problem.
Just stay on the trails. That's your best bet.
Sounds good.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Nick frowns as he spots Nell's photo in Sophie's jacket pocket. While her back is turned, he takes it out, looks at it, then tears it up and throws it on the remains of the campfire. Scott, Nick and the girls are walking through the woods with their backpacks.
Can we stop for a water break?
Well, we could have if you didn't use it all up doing the dishes. That was supposed to be our water for the day.
Way to go, Uncle Nick.
It's no big deal. There's a stream a couple miles west of here. We can detour there and refuel. Hey, you did put out that fire like you were supposed to, right?
Yeah, sure.
Nell's photo has just burst into flames in the embers of the old fire. Elsewhere, an elderly camper is cooking hamburgers on a barbecue. He squirts lighter fluid onto the coals. Flames shoot up.
Don't burn those hamburgers, Lenny!
It's looking like a hot one. You're up there in the mountains. Expect record-setting temperatures. Unfortunately, those Santa Anas aren't helping. The Los Angeles Fire Department reminds all to be extra careful with fire.
In the forest, Scott and Nick are overtaken by a couple with "just married" written on their backpacks.
How much further to the water?
We've barely gone a mile.
Heads up.
Hi there.
Just married.
Oh, congratulations. You know, maybe you should get married. Did you ever consider that?
Sophie's grandmother opens her fridge. There is a picture of Sophie on it with the words, "I love her, cuddle, cute." Looking hot, she pours herself a glass of water from a jug. The old woman on the tower takes a hammer from her toolbox. In the forest, sunlight streams through the leaf canopy. Suddenly, a branch bursts into flames. Smoke rises through the shafts of sunlight. On her knees, the old lady is hammering a nail on her tower. She gets to her feet stiffly. She looks through binoculars. Her eyes widen as she sees a blanket of smoke over the forest.
Mother to base, new fire. Alpha Charlie 109er.
Wind?
Westerly, 19 knots and rising.
Roger that, Mother.
The old woman watches the smoke through her binoculars. A fire crew climbs into a helicopter. It drops water over the fire.
Base, this is Helitac 17. Shaking like a tin can up here. Flying through major convection columns. I can't make it close enough to make a decent drop.
Scott, Nick, and the girls are still tramping through the forest. The ranger rounds up some backpackers.
All campers must evacuate the park immediately.
Everyone continue east. There's a motorized transport at the trailhead. That'll take you down the park entrance. From there, we'll bus you out.
As you can see from the spotter reports and the data we've been able to gather from National Weather, we're looking at a high burn index. This is not going to be an easy blaze to contain.
Plus, we're battling high wind vectors.
That's a good point, Dale. That's why I'm recommending giving this one to the hotshots.
Excuse me, Soup. What if we could just get the jump ship in range? Wildfire 7 can drop in.
I read you loud and clear, Jumper. But frankly, I don't think 7's ready. Besides that, your posse's a few riders short.
I understand that, but 5 is better than none, sir.
This is what we trained for.
Yeah, it is. All right. Good to go. Save that for us, Swanson.
Glad to be of service, boss.
Judd said the fire column's over 150 feet.
Great. Just what we need.
Jojo, got the shake and bake?
I'll grab it, boss.
Red, the props are turning.
Indian fire prayer. Take my word for it. Let him finish it.
Red kneels in prayer. He gets up, and the team jogged the plane.
We're the first responders! Let's make this a good deal! Let's fight fire, not each other!
Whatever you say, boss! The ridge! There's a clearing, see it?
Too dangerous! The wind's gusting 18 miles per hour! They're getting stronger, our shoes can bail! Keep looking! There's no good LZ! We gotta go into the trees!
Nell's team put on gloves and helmets with face guards and prepare to jump.
Gonna be a real sled ride!
Wait! There's a lot of sink over the trees! It's gonna be a quick drop!
As the plane descends over the smoke, the team jump. Their orange and white parachutes open. Nell's chute is caught in a tree. She is suspended high above the ground. She attaches a rope to her parachute, releases the harness, and lowers herself down. She detaches the rope.
Get those canopies stowed! Wildfire 7, ready to see a paracargo.
The plane drops their equipment.
Chainsaws, Pulaskis, and beaters out of the fireboxes. Food, water, sleeping bags stashed at the staging area. We'll approach from the flank.
Why not try to take down the head first?
40-mile gust, that's why. The weather service has already red-carded this area. We've got a flank. It may take a little longer, but at least it's safer. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah, boss.
Yes, boss.
All right, jumpers. Move out! Anchor point's here at the fire's tail.
Nell ties a tape marked Danger Tree around a trunk.
I want to see if we can get a good 16 hours in. I didn't know your old boss, but let's make him proud of him. Take this fire down.
Come on!
The team starts cutting trees and clearing the ground to contain the fire.
A wildfire racing through densely wooded forests just east of here continues to rage, burning dozens of cabins and spreading thick clouds of harmful ash and soot across Southern California. The blaze, which began this morning, has spread across 32,000 acres in the hot, dry forest of the Los Padres National Forest. Hundreds of weekend campers and hikers have been evacuated in what firefighters are calling the fastest-growing wildfire in the history of California. Strong winds and an abnormally dry season have hampered the efforts of the Hotshot and Smoke Jumper crews. Forest management officials at this time are saying the fire is only contained to 20%. More than 500 firefighters from around the state are battling the blaze. Local authorities have confirmed 30 missing persons and 4 deaths. To date, the exact cause of the fire is still unknown.
An emergency vehicle blocks a line of cars. Some campers get out and run for it. Oblivious to the fire, Scott, Nick and the girls wearily trudge through the woods.
That stream should only be a half mile west of here, girls.
I thought Ranger Rick said to stay on the trail.
He did. He also said that without water, we could die of dehydration. Of course, you would know that with all the experiences you've had, right, Nick?
Scott smiles. Nick frowns. The camper van of the man who was cooking hamburgers is a burnt-out wreck. The ranger stumbles out of it and goes to his truck radio.
Two seniors. Both fatalities. Smoke inhalation. Transporting the remains in case a reburn comes through.
Roger that, Q5.
I'm coming in.
Negative on that, Q5. Base wants you out there. We've got a father-daughter group that hasn't shown up on the inventory.
I told them to stay on the trail.
The fire has taken a hold. Flames consume whole trees. Nell and her team are hard at work clearing the ground.
We have 2 more hours to move this out.
Three rangers study a map on the bonnet of a truck.
We still got a number of hikers out there we haven't been able to reach. Base is particularly concerned with the 4-person father-daughter group. Plans they registered shows them heading directly towards the blaze. The word to Hotshots and the Jumpers to be on the lookout for these people.
They fold up the map and leave. The woman on the tower has the fire in her sight and looks at her map.
Command, this is 13. Spotfire. Repeat. Spotfire. Grid. Baker. Romeo. Foxtrot. 214.
Roger that, Mother.
At HQ, the radio operator takes off his headphones and joins Meade looking at a map.
That's about 8 miles east of the front. Now the wind's moving the fire line about a mile an hour. If it crests that saddle, we could have a blowout.
Right where Wildfire 7's working.
Yeah. We better try and reach him.
We tried. Can't get through.
Drought and abnormally high winds have turned the Los Padres fire into a Class 1 blaze. The U.S. Forest Service has deployed all of its available resources to the fire line. Reinforcement smoke jumpers and hotshot crews are due in tonight from as far as Idaho. Still no word on the campers believed to be trapped by the blaze.
The Los Padres wildfire has forced the closure of the entire park, a popular recreational retreat for Southland residents. Forest officials said that they do not plan to reopen the park until the threat of wildfires pass later this year. More than 6 million acres of wildland have been burned, twice the annual average. Firefighters have extinguished nearly 600 large blazes. Officials said that it could take a month to extinguish the blaze because of the typically warm temperatures in the region at this time of year. The steep, rugged terrain is also making it difficult for firefighters to clear brush and build fire lines to slow the blaze, which stretches across 11 miles of the San Gabriel Mountains. Smoke from the fire has been so thick at times that air tankers helping fight it have been grounded. Authorities say they do not know how the blaze started.
Sophie's grandmother watches TV. The girls run into a shower of ash.
Scott, check it out.
That's not snow, it's ash. Nick, we gotta get the girls out of here. There's a fire coming.
It's a 2-day hike.
We gotta head back now.
Oh, come on. It's probably just some tenderfoot who got carried away with his campfire.
We're turning around.
Okay, everybody. About face.
Nick tries his phone.
What's going on, Uncle Nick? Why are we turning around?
Mr. Wendland forgot his Boy Scout manual at the last campground.
Oh. Is there a fire?
Yes, honey, there is a fire, but don't be scared. We're far away from it.
I want to go home.
Sweetheart, listen to me. We are going home, but we have to move quickly, okay?
All right, guys, let's go ahead and lighten the load here a little bit.
They take off their backpacks. Sophie looks around anxiously. Nick takes off her bedroll.
Okay, let's go.
Nick takes a teddy out of Sophie's backpack.
13, you should prepare to evacuate.
Son, I've been watching over these wildlands 27 years now, and I ain't missed a day yet. I'm not about to give up that record. A little smoke don't scare mother. Say, what's the name of that new boss lady we lost out in the woods?
Nell Swanson.
Yeah, well, I see little Nell out there. I'm going to send her your way.
Roger that, Mother.
Never seen anything like this.
Chutes, food boxes, sleeping bags all KO'd.
Hey, I found a detonated box in a Primacord.
Take it in case we need to bring down any Widowmakers.
I thought you said it was safe.
How can I predict the weather?
We'd hit your head straight on. This wouldn't have happened.
Don't shoulda, coulda, woulda me in front of the crew. It's insulting.
It's not easy being the boss, is it, boss?
I'm enjoying the challenge.
This isn't a game, Miss Swanson. You're responsible for people's lives. I know that doesn't carry a lot of weight with you.
Look, you've been on me since Intermountain. I got this job because I earned it, and I'm going to keep it. If command finds my fault, I'll take the blame. But until then...
Hey, boss.
Yeah, Jojo.
Radio's dead.
Wildfire 7 to base. Wildfire 7 to base.
It's not picking up anything. Fire must have gone over the saddle and knocked out the repeater tower.
We're demobbing to X-ray 111.
Excuse me?
X-ray 111. There's a meadow just east.
Not east. West. Fire could change direction again. You want to get caught in a backburn? Stick with the fallback position.
That's miles away.
Yeah, but it's the safest egress.
It's a bad call, Missy. Nothing personal, but I'm heading west. And if you want to join me, you're more than welcome to come.
You are looking for an insubordination write-up.
If you make it out alive, I'll save you the trouble and write it myself.
Red!
I'm with him.
Boss, sorry.
Doc, you gonna join us? Fine, suit yourself.
Let's move out!
Okay, Doc. Guess it's just you and me.
Doc and Nell set off in the opposite direction. Nick, Scott, and the girls are still walking.
I'm thirsty.
Me too.
So are we, girls, but we gotta keep moving and we gotta conserve water. The stream should be right around here.
We have been walking for hours. Where's the stream?
I don't know. I made it up. But we should keep walking. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Made it up?
Jaeger and the others run amongst blazing trees.
Let's flank!
Maybe we should go back!
Keep moving to the meadow as discussed!
Yes, sir!
The forest is filled with smoke. The girls, with Nick and Scott, come to a halt in front of a dead deer.
Dead.
Okay, try not to look at it, girls.
A branch drops from a blackened tree and fells Scott.
You hear that?
What?
Listen.
Help! Nell and Doc run towards the sound of the cries for help.
Nick?
Yeah?
It's Nell.
Holy. I thought you were in jail.
Nell's gaze falls on Sophie.
Sophie? It's okay. I'm here to help you.
What are you doing here?
I'm a smoke jumper. I fight fires for the Forest Service.
Sorry, boss. Hate to ruin your reunion, but we gotta get this guy ambulatory.
Okay. Let's build a stretcher. We need to gather some wood.
Who's he?
Nick's my dead ex-husband's brother. His mother raised Sophie.
When was the last time you saw her? 4 years?
6.
It's more of a shock to her than it is you. I was adopted. Just met my birth parents last year. First time we got together, we barely spoke. Time's great here, boss. She'll come around.
Maybe for now. It's best if you keep your distance from Sophie.
Nick, I am going to talk to my daughter. Can you ever forgive me?
What's to forgive if it was just an accident?
For not being there? For not being a mother to you?
Why do you never come to see us?
I wanted to, but the courts wouldn't let me. I would have gotten in a lot of trouble.
I wouldn't have told. Are we gonna die here?
There are people looking for us, and they're gonna bring us back home.
I sure wanna go home.
Nell tucks a wisp of hair behind Sophie's ear. She backs away, shaking her head. Nell tries not to cry. Head bandaged, Scott is being dragged on a makeshift stretcher by Nell and Doc. Nick and the girls follow. Meade writes on a blackboard at headquarters.
Wildfire 7 isn't checked in yet.
We're having a lot of trouble with the repeater tower up on Devil's Ridge. Fire might have knocked it out.
Well, let's keep trying.
An aeroplane drops water over the forest. Jaeger and the others are still walking in the blazing woods.
You're right, let's double time it.
We've been double timing it for the past 5 hours. Where's the clearing?
I guess it's further than I thought.
Farther than you thought.
Hey, we all decided that the demo back to the fallback site was too risky.
Yeah, I'm glad we all decided that.
Well, either one of you got any better ideas. All right then, let's do it.
Jaeger turns and loses his footing.
You okay?
Oh, ankle. Okay.
Take it easy. Let's take it easy. Okay.
Nell and Doc are still dragging the stretcher.
Glasses, the west will be blowing and a flare up ahead of us.
If the wind kicks up a few knots, we'll have the flames licking at our heels.
East, west, I don't think it really matters. We're the cowboys, and the Indians are circling the wagons. What are we gonna do?
I hate to say this, but he's right. We need to think of options fast.
Somehow we gotta get through those flames.
We'll use the jet cord to fell one of the trees across the gully and use it as a land bridge.
You're gonna drop a tree with that silly string.
Detonation cord, Nick. Needs a high-order explosive core load of 3.8 grams per milliliter and produces a high-velocity detonation of 7,000 feet per second.
It's equivalent to 2 dozen sticks of dynamite.
Operate?
Operate. How's it coming, Doc?
Not good, boss. Detonator doesn't work.
Damn. We just need something strong enough to generate a charge.
Uncle Nick has batteries in his laptop.
Doc, see if you can rig it up to fire up the jet cord.
Nick takes his laptop out of his backpack.
Careful with that.
Doc strips some wire from the laptop.
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay, let's go. Back behind the tree.
They all crouch. Doc checks the detonator and nods to Nell.
Hunter's all yours, boss.
Fire in the hole!
The massive tree falls over. The group pause and look at the fallen trees spanning the gully leading to their escape.
Who's going first?
I think that's me, boss.
Safety?
Safety.
Go. I can't breathe. Just cover your mouth and breathe through your nose.
In the thickening smoke, Doc inches across the tree holding a rope. He gets to the other side and fastens the rope to another tree. The girls cough and splutter.
Send the kids over!
All right, come on, girls, you can do it! Go! Go, 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 come on! You can do it!
The girls, holding onto the rope, cross the tree. Doc helps them off.
Come on, come on. Do it. We're there. All right, Nick, come on.
Way to go, Sophie.
Out of the undergrowth, the rest of the team appear.
Oh, thank God. We almost gave up on you guys.
Fallback inaccessible?
Someone suggested an alternate demobilization plan.
What happened to him?
Oh, he busted his ankle.
You gonna be able to make it across?
Yeah, I'll make it.
Sure you will.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can do it, Nick.
No, I can't. I can't do this.
Just imagine it's like Fear Factor.
It's not like Fear Factor. There's no net.
Come on. Go, Nick.
Come on, buddy. Let's go.
Come on.
That's it, buddy. Come on.
Go,
you
got it.
You got it. You got it. Let's go.
Nick inches across.
All right, Red, let's go, buddy. Easy. Easy. Good job, good job.
Go, go, go! I'm going with Jaeger.
Doc helps the rest of the crew off the tree.
All right, boss. This is twice you saved my butt.
Doc, help size it.
I'm away, all right, boss. See, this rope gives me a little shove. I'd be on your way.
Don't tempt me.
Nell helps Jaeger across the tree over the burning gully. The guide rope strains on the tree. They slip. They regain their footing. The rope they are holding has caught fire where it's tied to the tree. The air is full of ash. Doc at the other side reaches out for them. He helps them off as the tree bends under their weight. Jaeger is lowered on his back to the ground.
Had your chance.
You're not out of this yet. Take them.
As for the campers, they could have been immolated in one of the blow-ups, fallen off a cliff, perished from smoke inhalation, or even dehydration. We're not going to know anything until we find them. If we find them. And they could have just slipped out of the park and gone home.
What about Wildfire 7? System is MIA?
No.
No?
Tell the helibase to pull the Bambi bucket off to 212 and get another SAR team out there right now. We're gonna find them.
Yes, sir.
Eyeball the vectors to both the original drop zone and their fallback position. Anything between there we want to hear about.
Roger that command, 13 out.
And hey, Mother. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
The old woman and the radio operator smile. A search and rescue team are lowered into the forest from a helicopter.
Yeah, they must have got caught in the blow up. All the gear's torched. There's no sign of the crew.
Continue on to fallback position.
Roger that.
A
Firefighters used water bombing planes and fire breaks this afternoon to try to tame the Los Padres fire, but the damage to our local resources and communities continues to mount. At last count, officials said 30 cabins had been burned and several hundred more homes were threatened. However, some officials say they are especially concerned about airborne pollutants unleashed by the blaze. Health officials have taken the unusual step of warning residents across the Southland and are advising they be mindful of the residual smoke. Children, the elderly, and those with respiratory conditions are advised to stay indoors. Working in combination with smoke jumpers, teams who access fires via plane and parachute, some of the world's best firefighters are putting their lives on the line to protect our forests and homes.
The forest is ablaze. Nell addresses her team.
We're stranded in the midst of a deciduous forest. There's nothing to eat. The smoke has chased out all the edible wildlife. This is all that's left.
Bugs in a hard hat.
I'll try it. There's bugs in there. Don't eat it, Sophie.
Sophie takes one, puts it in her mouth, and grimaces.
Crunchy.
She swallows hard.
Not bad, actually. Try one.
Katie takes one.
I'm not eating that.
Would you rather starve?
Arms folded, Nick turns up his nose.
Severe malnutrition can lead to a weakened resistance to infection, delirium, nausea, even cardiac arrest. Isn't that right, Jaeger?
She proffers the helmet to Jaeger. He takes a bug and eats it, staring at her.
We'll save room. We have maggots for dessert.
Nell and Jojo sit by the campfire. Red joins them.
Mesmerizing, isn't it?
Yeah. Boss? If no one's told you yet, you're doing a bang-up job. And I say that in spite of your allegiance to Dodgers. Thanks, Jojo. Even Red thinks you're all right.
Yeah, the terms of my parole don't allow me to associate with other felons. But I'll make an exception for you, boss.
You've been away too?
Yeah. Pelican Bay, class of 97. Spent most of my life taking things away from people. It's time to give something back.
Well said. Boss, go get some sleep. Good night.
Jojo pats Nell on the back as she gets up. Sophie sits down next to her mother.
Why didn't you answer any of the letters I sent you?
I didn't get any letters.
Not yet. You have mail in prison?
Yeah, you get mail in prison. I just didn't get any letters from you. Did you get any of mine?
No. How many did you send?
One a week.
I never got any.
Grandma did what she thought was right.
I wish I could have read those letters.
Me too. Let's see. The first one went something like this. Dear Sophie, I miss you so much.
Sophie looks up at Nell and smiles. Flames from the trees shoot skywards in the wind. Doc wakes up with a start. He notices an orange glow.
Hey, boss. Hey, boss. Check out the sunrise.
Sunrise is until 05:30.
What time is it now?
04:30.
Fire must have blown up overnight.
Everybody up and out!
Guys, we gotta go. We gotta go. What is it?
Firestorm.
Jaeger, give me your hand.
Sophie, come on. Katie, come on. We gotta get up. Come on. Right now. Hold your bags. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Come on. I got you.
The forest fire surrounds the crew's campsite. Everyone gets up and starts walking briskly. Jaeger uses a stick. Doc carries Scott.
This is bad. This is really bad.
Every direction we've tried, there's fire.
And there's an undercurrent advancing from the west.
I'm scared. Can you get us out?
No. You played the way I would have. Now just lead us out of here.
My mom's gonna get us out. She got us out of the last one.
I have an idea that might save us. Induce a flare that will pull the surface in drafts over instead of under us.
English, please.
Set the tops of the trees on fire. That way the flames will go over us and not through us. Look, I know your instincts say run from the flames, but in this case, the flames might actually save us.
My instincts say this is a pretty stupid idea.
Why don't you shut up for once? She knows what she's talking about.
Red, you're going up.
Red puts on his hard hat. He throws petrol over the top of the tree he's climbed. He throws the plastic petrol container to the ground and jumps down. Jojo steps forward and lights the trunk. It bursts into flames. Nell looks up at the tree. Doc removes the wrapping from a foil survival blanket. He opens it up.
Canopy's lit!
As the trees burn around them, they spread out foil blankets and crawl underneath them.
All right, 2-1 bag, cover up and dig in. Sophie, stay with Uncle Nick. I'll check on the rest.
Nell checks everyone is covered up, then climbs under a blanket herself. Burning wood showers the blankets. Jojo and Red huddle together.
If we make it through this, your spot will be 2 balls the next time we play pool.
Nell looks anxious under her blanket as the fire rages above them. Doc and Jaeger are together.
Our father.
The forest floor is ablaze around them. Sophie looks worried. Next to her, Nick is sitting.
I gotta get out of here. Well.
It's okay, Uncle
no.
Nick. It's okay.
Nell emerges to see Nick stand up and run through the fire, shielding his face with his arm. She goes over to Sophie's blanket and joins her underneath. The old woman views the conflagration through her binoculars.
Mother to base, mother to base, new fire. Repeat, new fire.
Sector, Romeo, Tango, Tango, 211.
Roger that, mother. Our dance card's a little full right now.
We're gonna have to let it burn.
I've been spotting fire since you were in diapers, and this fire didn't start itself. Someone's trying to send you a message. You don't get a tanker crew in there. ASAP, I'll come down there and fly this mission
myself. Mother out.
New tanker orders. Retardant drop. Ready to right?
We're on our way, sir.
New fire, sector Romeo, Tango, Tango, 211.
Romeo, Tango, Tango, 211.
An aircraft drops water over the fire. Jaeger and Doc look out from under their blanket and smile. Nell looks up at the sky.
Sophie, they're here.
It's gonna be okay.
The plane drops water, showering the foil blankets, extinguishing the fire. Nell and Sophie look up. Sophie stares at Nick, lying lifeless on the ground. Nell crouches over him.
Doc, get over here! He's breathing!
Sophie looks relieved.
He's alive, but he's in shock. We gotta get him out of here.
A helicopter arrives. The crew hold on to their hats as it lands. They run towards it.
Have been dispatched to the West Coast, part of a multi-state fire crew mobilized to help suppress a major forest fire in the Los Padres National Forest. At the request of the U.S. Forest Service, Ohio Fire Crew No. 6 left Columbus late last night for a staging area in St. Louis, Missouri. From there, Sherpa jump ships will transport smoke jumper crews to the blaze. Smoke blanketed local communities where public health officials warn senior citizens, children, and people with respiratory problems to remain inside. Firefighters continue to battle the blaze throughout the night with little hope of early containment. Smoke jumping crews and hotshots continue to dig fire breaks, but dense smoke is still keeping some aircraft from making water drops.
The Los Padres fire continues to burn out of control. This two-day-old blaze has clouded skies and sent ash raining down on much of Los Angeles County. As of this morning, officials from the U.S. Forest Service estimate containment at 20%. Perhaps the only good thing to come out of this fire were those campers we reported stranded. They were rescued by a team of smoke jumpers who were also believed lost. The leader of that unit, Nell Swanson, being the mother of one of the campers.
Watching TV, Sophie's grandmother bows her head in relief. Nell approaches Jaeger.
Thanks for sticking up for me, boss.
Glad to be of service, boss.
That's a nasty radiant burn.
It happened when Uncle Nick dropped the shake and bake.
Second degree, now we should have this treated immediately.
It can wait, Mom. I'm coming with you, sweetie.
Mom! I don't ever want you to leave me again.
I won't. I promise.
Nell kisses Sophie and hugs her. Nick is taken away on a stretcher. Nell puts her arm around Sophie and follows. The helicopter takes off.
For meritorious service in the line of duty, the Department of the Interior awards you the Medallion of Heroism. Congratulations, Mother.
Hey, I hope you kids learned something from this.
Always listen to your mother.
Meade and Sophie present medals to the crew lined up on the airfield.
Jojo. Thanks. Great job, now. Hey, bud.
Nell smiles and pulls Sophie towards her. They walk in the woods hand in hand.
Mom, when I grow up, I think I want to fight forest fires.
It's not for everyone, sweetie.
I'm up to the challenge.
I bet you are. Come on, let's go home.
Nell strokes Sophie's hair, and they walk off into the evening sunshine, dwarfed by a huge tree with overhanging branches. The end.